So what happened to the energy that we used to take for granted? Well, that's a loaded question. One with many, many answers, which I'm going to cover with you here in just a few minutes. And if you stay to the end of this segment, then you will get a link to attend this part as a free live stream with me. So we're going to do some clearings on your energy, getting your energy back around fatigue. There's going to be a clearing in here around infections. That could be bacterial, viral, parasites, yeast, all that kind of stuff. We're going to be looking in your cells. We're going to be removing toxins, chemicals. This is an actual paid program that others have Ben, as my clients, and you're going to get a free ticket to this one. So, in just a few minutes, I'm going to give you a link for that. So, here we go. Welcome to Reverse Your Biological Age by 10 Years or More with me, Marlene Allen. Let me ask you, have you lost your drive and motivation and zest for life? Are you overweight, sluggish metabolism, losing your hair? Are your days longer than your diminishing energy? Does that sound familiar to you? Well, midlife is when things start to happen. That's when our youth-giving hormone levels decline with age, along with our quality of life, and that speeds up the aging process. Hormones are responsible for many of our aches, pains, and weight gain. Also, for the majority of all chronic illnesses like arthritis, cardiovascular disease, and diabetes. The endocrine system, where the hormones are made and distributed, starts failing at about age 35. And the same amount of food makes you gain weight. It's like 600 calories a day, that's, there's no way to lose weight. So by age 30, our energy drops 10%, and 10% more each decade. Inside each cell, we're finding compromised mitochondria. These are like the batteries. It's the energy centers of each of our cells. And we're also finding toxins and chemicals and a lot of other things that impair hormone metabolism at the cellular level. So if you're sluggish and exhausted, gaining weight, losing hair, sleeping poorly, losing concentration, have achy joints, muscle weakness, decreased stamina, and a sense of losing it to advancing age. Well, what if I were to tell you that it doesn't have to be this way? That there's a secret to turning the clock back by at least 10 years. And you must discover and correct the root cause of why you are experiencing these symptoms if you want to avoid accelerated aging. So let me introduce myself. I'm Marlene Allen, and I'm an internationally renowned quantum cellular regeneration expert. I'm also the owner of Your Body Power, a respected body intuitive, and a leading midlife makeover health coach. My sense of deep knowing provides insight into the body's issues. Years of case study, working extensively on myself, and lengthy professional experience have led me to get to the root causes of illness and disease, and create my own unique technique that heals emotional, mental, and physical issues in this life and traumas on your timeline and programming in the DNA while utilizing ancient wisdom protocols in the body's master stem cells to let go of what doesn't belong and to regenerate and optimize the body's glands, hormones, organs, and entire systems. Yes, my in-demand midlife makeovers reverse biological age a decade or more in 60 days or less. That's right. My clients find relief and experience amazing results. They step into their full potential and lead their lives and businesses in ways that they only dreamed of after experiencing amazing healings. My clients have taken their lives to new levels by training with me to become empowered as healers themselves through my Your Body Power Quantum Activations Certification Program, which provides the tools to heal yourself, your family, and it also trains you how to use your skills as a business with clients. I also speak regularly on global teleseminars, radio shows, and podcasts. And I am currently laying the groundwork for global super events. Yes, that's right. And you can find me on several different shows. I affect desired change on multiple levels for celebrity clients, such as Barbara Niven, as well as leaders in business, such as Dr. Terry Sherman, and speakers, coaches, and consultants, and conscious entrepreneurs like Joan Wells, and midlife women and men, maybe just like you. Do you want to attend the Energize Now live stream for free? I'd love to have you attend. It's my gift to you. This is the regular paid version, and because you stayed to watch this video, you're invited to get a free ticket. Go to yourbodypower.com/age, and there you're going to want to scroll to the middle of the page, and you're going to see a box that looks like the one on the left. And if you go just a little further down, you'll see one that looks like the one on the right. Either one, just click the button that says free ticket, that pink button, in either of those two places for the Energize Now package. And you just add your information in the form, and then you'll be redirected to the link for the webinar. It's a live stream event with me, and you'll get the bonus audio also, Youthful Vitality Reset, in an email, along with reminders prior to the live stream event so you won't forget. So now, to see the improvements that you'll experience from attending, imagine this scenario. Today, 45 years old, with kids of your own, with their own kids. Where did time go? How did this happen? Where's the excitement? Where's your energy? How can you get yourself dressed? Make the casserole, set the table, and the table for the kiddies and the ones for the grown-ups. And put on your face and pretend that you're excited. Feeling run down and exhausted, the last couple of years have really taken its toll. Some days not even being able to get out of bed or off the couch. Your husband often has a look of disgust as he enters through the door after his long day and notices that once again there's barely anything prepared, let alone ready for dinner. You quit telling him how you felt long ago. He's lost interest in hearing about it, and you're afraid he's losing interest in you too. So you stuff it inside and get up enough energy required to shuffle into the kitchen again and make yourself busy. Today, though, today is the day your family is coming for the holiday and all the festivities that that includes. Seeing the uphill battle in front of you as you gulp down a cup of coffee, striving to get a grip on your fatigue. Once again, looking in the mirror, you see new wrinkles. A balding patch that looks a little bigger than usual. And the color appears a little bit more drained from your face. You eat okay, you take vitamins, and you see your doctor regularly. And you ask yourself, Is this all I have to look forward to? Is it all downhill from here? Why am I so exhausted? Well, you braved the shopping malls, the lines at the grocery store. You chopped, you peeled, you rinsed, and you mixed. And no one ever offers to help you. Now, especially that woman that your son married. Yeah. That one with a tight lip, until you hear her lashing out at her husband like a trucker. You'd like to tell her off, but you never do because of the kids. So, serving the meal feels like a chore. You manage to pull off with a half smile. And after dinner, you head up to your room, telling everyone you'll be down in a bit. And you start the hike up the stairs for a nap. A good try, again. This time, though, you dream of being energized by the magic wand of your fairy godmother. She comes to you and dries your tears, speaking faintly about letting go of your belief systems, expectations, and judgments. Depression
and adrenal fatigue that you had battled with for years just disappeared with the tinsel and fairy dust, and she glittered all over you. Then she circled around you with a golden orb of protection from the bad energies of your in-laws, and faded off into the corner of the room where she had come in only minutes before.
As you looked for her, you heard music downstairs. You dashed up from your bed, threw on some lipstick and a new dress. You ran to the top of the stairs and hesitated, asking yourself, "What is this I'm feeling? Could it be enthusiasm? Well, what's come over me? Excitement?" You rush down the stairs and stare at your magnificent family, all lined up in front of you. Your husband, your son, and your golden retriever. Hair combed, wearing their dress shirts and shoes. Flames lapping up in glorious rhythms from the fireplace behind them. The lights dazzled your eyes, and their smiles brought them to tears. You see a spread of your favorite dishes on the dining room table to your right, steam coming up from the ones that just came out of the oven. Even the treats that your husband used to give you that glance when you ate them, as if to say, "You aren't going to put on another pound by eating those, are you?" Yeah, those were the ones, now laid out proudly on a serving dish in the center by the fresh vase of wildflowers. The colorful ones you love. Yes, they remembered. The dog bounces over and runs into your leg in a cheery hello. Then your son walks up and takes you by the hand and leads you to the head chair, all decorated with ribbon and a large sash that read, "World's Best Mom." You shuffle over towards it, eyes widen, half disbelief. "Ah, okay, thank you," you manage to mutter as you sank comfortably into your throne. Your husband smiles at you and plants a big kiss on your forehead. "What? How can this be? Where did all this come from?" Look up at your husband, and he shrugs with a confused look in your direction. "I don't know, honey. I didn't plan it, really." Well, you look down at your decorated place setting, and there in the center of the placemat sat a box with the most beautiful paper, expertly wrapped around a small box, and the bow hit a tag which had your name on it. With the curiosity of a 5-year-old, you tore into the paper, and expecting jewelry, you stared in at the contents, and there was the most sentimental, thoughtful gift you ever saw. A gift card from a local housekeeping company that had your name etched on the 2 line. Valid for a whole year of service. You picked it up and held it close to your heart. And as you did, you heard the thud of your tears of joy that streamed down your face land on something that jingled. Keys. Huh? There were more than 6 keys on this large ring. And what is this for? Your husband excitedly explained that a representative from a local dealership just drove it over and said you won it. Won what? The depression and fatigue that you usually battled with at this time of day disappeared into the nothingness from which it came as you danced around the room with the keys. "Well, take a look out the window," he said as he lifted the blinds, and the sun shone through from behind 40 feet of windows and decorated siding. "You're kidding. It's ours?" "No, this RV is yours. Here's the title, signed over to you," as he shoved it in your face, shaking with excitement. You looked down, but you couldn't read anything in front of your tears, and closing your eyes, the memory of that moment etched into your cells to live with you forever. How could this be? Then remembering your dream, how could it not? Where's your energy today? You feel tired, sad, and exhausted? Want more excitement in your life? The secret to ending fatigue is to simply accept the gift.
Now, get the tools for your healing miracle and feel the difference in your energy and that of your family. Let go of what doesn't belong with love. And finally, let go of fatigue and sluggishness. Let go of sadness, weakness, and weight gain. Clear and protect yourself from bad energies. Feel lighter and happier.
First, we'll bring back your energy and vitality. We'll increase your life force energy to its optimal 100%. And this is the secret behind longevity. And then we'll expand and raise your frequency of vibration. Oh yes, it's critical to your physical, emotional, mental, and financial health. So you can go from suffering and getting by to being in the flow with the law of attraction. And this is where synchronicities happen and things just come to you. So where would you like yours? Then we're going to work energetically in your stem cells, where we'll upgrade your adrenals back to the wholeness and perfection the way they were years before. And the improvements that you can get from healthy adrenals include increased energy, relaxation and calming, reduced stress, weight loss, better memory, and improved sleep, and many more. Then, the finale, we're going to be diving deep into your thyroid stem cells, where we'll let go of anything that doesn't belong to restore your excitement, your hair, and your joy. And the improvements that you can see from a healthy thyroid include hair growth, more energy, healthier hair and skin, better digestion, reduced swelling and weight, improved memory, less sadness and depression, normal body temperature, less muscle weakness and joint pain, decreased risk of heart disease and type 2 diabetes, and of course, slower aging. So feel lighter in your physical, emotional, and mental bodies, and experience greater personal power, clarity, peace, love, and joy. And have less pain in your physical body, and handle your emotions much easily. And do you want a personal miracle? I can provide a link for you for that too. So mark your calendar for the live stream events coming up. Simply go to yourbodypower.com/age. That's A-G-E. So yourbodypower.com/age to reverse your biological age by 10 years or more. Midlife is when I see things really start to happen. And that's when our youth-giving hormones decline with age, along with the quality of life that we've been used to, and that speeds up the aging process. So the hormones are what are responsible for many of our aches, pains, and weight gain. Also for the majority of all chronic illnesses like arthritis, cardiovascular disease, and diabetes. The endocrine system is where the hormones are made, all of the glands there, and distributed. And I see that that starts failing at about age 35. Most all of my clients, I don't see one with a endocrine glands for adrenals and thyroid, especially around 30% function. So by age 30, our energy drops about 10% and then 10% more each decade. And that's being real liberal with the with the calculations. So inside of each of our cells where the hormones perform their work, we're finding compromised mitochondria. Now, the mitochondria are the powerhouses, the energy centers of each cell. And there's also, we're finding toxins there, chemicals, and all this stuff impairs hormone metabolism at the cellular level. So it's nearly impossible for compromised cells to transmit signals to the brain of the need for more hormones. Unfortunately, this is what we see happening. So a third of us have some form of infection throughout the body that reduces immunity. Now, the mitochondria, where these are more like the batteries, okay? And that does produce 90% of the energy in our body cells. So if you have infections in here, well, That's not good. So they actually reduce the immune system's ability to fight off disease. And then if you add Lyme, Epstein-Barr virus, that actually suppresses your energy levels down so that they can thrive instead of you. So if you can't produce energy, then how will your body actually perform the over 500 enzymatic reactions that need to occur in your body? And also it signals the immune system of any danger. So how would that happen if there's infections in there? So this is a really good question. Your mitochondria actually convert nutrients from the cells into energy. And that gives them ability to carry out a lot of functions like growth, metabolism, cellular reproduction, regeneration. And the majority of us are just walking around with less than ideal mitochondrial health. And that's what leads to fatigue and chronic illness. So there's ATP. The cells produce this ATP, and that's the energy molecule. And that actually fuels the, 500 plus enzyme reactions in the body. So also signaling, like we said, the immune system. So how is the immune system going to understand that there's something that's supposed to be fighting with infections? So when I'm working with somebody that has a chronic illness, or somebody with Lyme disease, for example, or mold toxicity, or a chronic fatigue, are they actually producing energy? Because if they're not producing energy, then how is it going to actually perform all of the functions that it needs to occur in your body? So there's also DNA programs. There's emotions, low vibration type emotions like anger, resentment, frustration, fear, jealousy. That's like the lowest of the vibrations. Dark energies. There's energetic interferences, or you may know them as entity attachments. And they're anchors. They leave anchors in the body that inform the body to be ill or to not recover rapidly. So I also look at, how do we get energy from energy? And that's like when fat is broken down, right? It's converted to a molecule called fatty acid. And those fatty acids are what's transported into the mitochondria. So if you can't convert, then we get lactic acid, right? So if you've got infections going on and all these other programs, emotions, dark energies and attachments, then it's not going to convert properly. And that's when we get lactic acid. That's like, if you're, do a workout and your muscles start hurting, that's because you ran out of oxygen and it converted it then to a lactic acid. So the liver then takes care of that lactic acid. And the thing about it is that we don't want to, a buildup of this lactic acid, because that's, acetosis. And it can be obviously a lack of oxygen, especially, if you do have mold or toxins or heavy metals, because that can cause a breakdown in the energy production process. So you've got mercury, lead, arsenic, radioactive elements that can all break down, break up that process of energy production, or inhibit the enzymes that are supposed to convert that. So this is occurring in the liver. And since there's, typically a lot of infection going on in the liver, then the liver's overwhelmed in this process. So if it's overwhelmed because of all these infections and so forth, then the function of the mitochondria is brought down. Okay, so really batting upstream here. So also we've got parasites that can affect the liver and other areas of the body too. So these parasites can clog it up and then backs up everything, right? So you do want a non-toxic liver, believe me. It's very critical. And that means that things have to be moving through it. And if that's not happening, if there's no movement or it's sluggish and so forth through the liver and things are backing up, then these infections put out byproducts. For example, pneumonia is one. So, and that suppresses the body's ability to make energy. And it suppresses the function of the mitochondria so that they don't work so well. So incidentally, there are about between 2 and 10,000 mitochondria per cell, right? And it's in the liver, it's in the heart, it's in the brain, it's in every cell, right? These mitochondria, they're important for utilizing and creating energy, oxygen in the cell, and for cell signaling, and like we already mentioned, the immune response. So athletes actually have more mitochondria because they have better utilization of their oxygen. And so like when they're working out, more mitochondria come into those cells, and that helps them with their respiration, aerobic respiration. So we could be using a lot of oxygen, just fighting these toxins, chemicals, radiation, and infections. And instead of being able to utilize it to make energy, we're utilizing our mitochondria and our energy just to survive, right? So where we could be utilizing it to have optimal energy, feeling vital, healthy, you know, full function, and doing everything that we want to do, especially when we hit middle age. This is where I see the glands of the endocrine system are compromised. So you've got physical causes for exhaustion other than what we mentioned. Yes, dehydration, that's big. So go ahead, let's all get a drink of water right now would be optimal. Also dizziness, and dehydration can also cause dizziness. Anemia is one. Mono or infections actually caused by Epstein-Barr. There's virus, there's lupus, autoimmune issues. There's a lot of different autoimmune diseases, and that can actually take our energy away and cause exhaustion. Lyme, we already mentioned Lyme disease and liver disease. These are just some of the other reasons that we could be feeling exhausted. So when you support your mitochondria, though, you could be avoiding things such as fatigue, anxiety, tiredness, also cancer, cardiovascular disease, arterial sclerosis, diabetes, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Huntington's, fibromyalgia, the fatty liver disease that we talked about, loss of muscle. That's pretty important, especially as we, you know, get up in age, and also aging. So you can avoid aging by supporting your mitochondria. Very, very important. So then there is the stress hormone, cortisol. Now, this is produced in the adrenal glands, and it goes out of control because of depleted hormones. And then things such as fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain kick in. And then this begins a downward spiral. It also affects your mitochondria inside the cells that provide you with energy. And so, as we already learned, this is a huge reason behind fatigue. So when this cortisol goes in overdrive, and it does, there's no off button here. Once you've been in stress long enough, and stresses can accumulate over the years, right? So now, and most people, that's why I see that their adrenal glands are around 30% function, is because this cortisol has been in overdrive for many, many years. And there's no off button after a while. Anything, just traffic, your phone ringing, anything can set it off. And then just day-to-day stressors, right? So this usually then eventually causes inflammation. And inflammation is behind almost every illness and disease, like diabetes, heart disease, just devastating our health, livelihood, and our relations. So in the energy body, the root chakra is associated with the adrenals, and it's the center of physical energy. So fatigue really is a sign of an overactive or an underactive root chakra. So it's pretty much everything starts in your consciousness, goes into these chakras, into the energy centers of your body, creating havoc. And then finally, you'll get some physical symptoms like the fatigue, and then other things start happening. It's like a snowball effect from there. So the first thing that you can do is to look at your lifestyle. Okay, so this includes nutritional toxins. This is white sugar, white flour, and glutens, okay, GMOs, right, processed, drive-through food, right, sodas, antibiotics, hormones, chemicals, and coffee that releases adrenaline. So over time, that burns out the adrenals from overuse. And this further drives blood sugar and hormone imbalances. So you've got your pancreas involved now with insulin, and this is leading to metabolism issues, weight gain, insomnia, fatigue, and an underactive thyroid. So the next thing you'd want to be looking at is your environment. So, yeah, any large venues, Hospitals, medical facilities, especially, I see a lot of issues there because people are ill, right? So they're like kind of fair game for these in spiritual and energetic interferences, and that really takes a lot of our energy. Nightclubs, airports, being around people, watching violence on TV, any kind of fear-based programming, for example, and then being in lower vibrational emotions, such as, like we talked about, the frustration, resentment, anger, even being in overwhelm, so from work, right? So also you're looking at relationship issues, difficulty maybe with a spouse or a family member, or could be your job, somebody there, or just overwork at the job, right? You may like it, but maybe you just overworked, right? And then there's fear and depression, and that all can drag down on the adrenal glands. And then for those of us that breathe, there's environmental pollution, air pollution, there's Wi-Fi, there's EMFs, there's toxins, there's chemicals. All of these are huge areas of contamination on your body daily. Right, and we are bombarded with this, and all of this compromises your energetic body. And when your energy centers, which include your chakras, your layers of your aura, your life force, when they're all compromised, you have fatigue and no energy to do anything or to be active. And then eventually, you create, like we said, physical symptoms in the related endocrine glands. So everything is energy, we're all vibrating, and your foundation is your energy centers. So let's look at this chart here. On the left is the chakra centers. So from the crown chakra down to the root chakra, and there's more than just these, but this is the main ones, I guess you could say. And then the endocrine glands that they are associated with, right? So on the right, like for example, the throat chakra is associated with the thyroid gland. Okay, heart chakra, you have the thymus, right? So you've got pineal, pituitary. And, so really looking at your root chakra, this is what is based, your basics, right? Your survival, food, sex, money, right? So it also is what your beliefs are. So how you create your life is based on what you're holding in your root energy center. So these are your adrenals, how they're functioning. So what are you holding there? Is this clear energy, clear and conscious, or is it something based on your past? Maybe you have some beliefs a long time ago that you're not good enough, right? Maybe there's limitation, lack, beliefs of others that you can't stay healthy and youthful. You'll get that around hospitals and doctors usually, or people who are older and already are ill. They're going to tell you there's no way that you're going to stay healthy and youthful. You're going to get old and sick just like everybody else. Well, if you start believing that, well, then your adrenals are going to start to be affected, seriously. So when that energy then that you're holding in your root chakra, when that moves up to the other energy centers, then how is it? Is that clear? Is it clear energy? Did you release any, limiting beliefs there? Is everything pretty well cleared up and you're all good? Is your root chakra now spinning at 100%? Or is it, is it dirty? Is it, compromised there, right? So depending on which you're operating is going to determine what actions you take and what illnesses you contract. Also, the people that you attract to you. So, what are you resonating to, right? So these can cause you to become stuck in other people's opinions and beliefs that actually disempower yourself and create illnesses. So as it moves up into the next, the sacral chakra, right? That could be sexual organs in there. You could be having problems, with fertility or anything, right? Fibroids, whatever. So as it moves up to each level, it's going to affect, what is happening in that level, like the heart center, loving, coming from the heart and so forth. Throat chakra, powered by the thyroid. So its message is to speak your truth. But what if this is based on the opinions of other people and what you've been saying negatively about yourself? So is this going to then affect the function of your thyroid? Well, I see about 30% function of the thyroid out of 100 in most people who are in midlife. So You know, then when that energy comes up into, like, say, the pituitary, is to see beyond limitations. Are you able now to see beyond, get to see clearly from within, getting your intuition, right? And then into the crown chakra. So that's going to provide connection. That's enlightenment. That's wisdom. That's the wisdom of all the women that came before us. Yeah, if you're a woman, this is based on clarity in all of the energy centers below it. So your choices are yours, basically, based on clear truth. And then your health and your beauty will naturally follow. So what's causing a sluggish metabolism and loss of sleep? Other issues, well, you've got the hormones that are produced by endocrine glands. Now, these are messengers, and even when one is off balance, then you begin developing problems with your metabolism, where, like, say, the same amount of food that you eat is now causing you to have weight gain, right? So you could be eating less and less calories, but you're gaining more and more for some reason, right? They can also cause aging, these hormones, loss of sleep, energy, dryness, wrinkles, achy joints and bones, hair loss, hot flashes, your mental focus and clarity, your memory, vision, hearing issues, and even the sex drive. That's going to go out the window too, right? So eventually. And there's also a huge connection to the cardiovascular health, our bone growth, and blood sugar regulation. We already mentioned about the pancreas and the insulin. So that then becomes involved as well. So you know, imagine what it would be like to recharge, which has been sapping your energy, and to get a good night's sleep. So removing the toxins, everything, the chemicals, everything that's built up in your cells for the first part of your life, you would easily and naturally release these aging patterns. Okay, so we help you to actually release emotions as well, beliefs like not good enough. These are things that actually can be released from your cells. There's DNA programs that are programming. It's like code. It's like in a computer. It's the code in a computer. So it's what's running us. And these could be off, right? There could be some faulty programs in our DNA, and I usually find them for these loss of energy. I always do, actually. So so you'd want to be able to release all these things, let it go, and then you also release the aging programs, okay? So then your cells, they're actually very intelligent. From there, they just need that help, that little extra help, and then they take over from there. The cells know what to do. They want to keep you healthy. They want you to feel energized, right? And you can then go out and be, you know, week after week, year after year, happy, healthy, joyous, you know, free of headaches, free of fatigue, sleeping properly. So what we do is we have a live stream. I get you come on to as a group to a live stream with me, and we meet and I do clearings for you. I actually go into the quantum. I go into the quantum level and I do quantum activations. So this is more than energy healing. This is, yes, we do the energy work as well, as we've already mentioned, but we also to go into to an adrenal gland, for example, or a thyroid, for example, we have to clear everything in the energy first. Then I am able to go ahead into the master stem cells from there and clear out everything out of the cells so that we can then bring things back up, get the gland itself, the adrenal, the thyroid, back regenerating, get those cells regenerating. You know, and they take about 30 to 60 days, depending on which, you know, we're talking about here. And yeah, so we just give it a little bit of time. And because we are in the 3D, we're in the physical world here. So we give the glands a little time to regenerate. And this is going to happen, you know, virtually. So everything that we do on this live stream is virtual. So you can be at home wherever you want to be and actually feel the difference, right? So you're going to feel something immediately because we're going to be moving energy, but then also we're going into the quantum. So quantum activations are like moving the particles. So they move particles. So this is what differentiates this from energy healing or energy work, right? So we're actually going way past that, and we're going to be able to actually affect your hormones too, right? The estrogens, the testosterone, progesterone, the DHEA or growth hormone too, human growth hormone. So your fatigue can finally be lifted, and depression a lot of times goes, that tired, can't get off the couch thing, people with the hair loss issues. These are all symptoms of out of whack hormones because of the stuff that are in the cells, in the glands, affecting your energy centers, your chakras, your life force, bringing your life force down, which is really an indicator of your health or a lack of it, right? So how can we have a 100% life force if we don't have energy to support that life force, right? So that's required to regenerate your cells and to keep your organs and glands healthy. So it's all a process that we do on a live stream. It only takes about an hour or a little bit more. You'll love it. It's fun, informative, and you're going to be seeing some results definitely afterwards. So the energy, we're going to be doing all these clearings for you on Energize Now. So that is the portion that you have a free ticket to. This is Energize Now. It's found at yourbodypower.com/age. That's A-G-E. So yourbodypower.com/age. And it's the Energize Now program. So if you scroll to probably about the middle of the page, you're going to see where it says free ticket. It's a kind of a pink button there, and it'll say Energize Now package free ticket. You click there, fill in the information, and then you're going to get redirected straight to the link that is for the live stream. Then you're also going to get an email from me with a free bonus. There's an MP3 Youthful Vitality Reset. And so that's for you. And then also you're going to get email reminders prior to the live stream, so you won't forget to attend. So it's my pleasure. It's my gift to you. And so looking forward to assisting you with getting your energy back that we took for granted. It's now going to be yours again. So namaste.
We had clear, healthy cells when we were babies, so what went wrong, right? So, well, chemicals, toxins, they prevent normal levels of hormones in the blood from working properly. And we've loaded our cells with toxins for a long time. So here's just a short list. The environmental pollutions, contaminated water, pharmaceuticals, household cleaners, personal health and beauty products. And there are definitely natural sources and alternatives to these too. So instead of just shopping at the grocery store and picking up whatever's on the shelf, there's a lot of places that you can go and check out online. If you don't know of any, I have some suggestions for you. So just ask. You can always reply to any of the emails that I send you, and I'll get your information. So there's also genetically modified food. GMO is not good. There's lack of movement, breath, not being in touch with nature. There's actually watching television or violence, war, traumas, that kind of programming, okay, on TV. And I hear that broadcast television is broadcast in the frequency of fear. So that's not good, right? And that brings us down into the low vibrations on that scale. As if you remember, we saw anger, jealousy, all of those low vibe emotions can drag us back. Okay, so constantly being on tech, your mobile phone, video games, Wi-Fi, all this stuff, right? This can all affect. I'm going to describe the adrenals and the problems that we can face with them. So they sit on top of the kidneys. You can see them here. They're two little acorn-shaped glands that sit on top of our kidneys. Oh, there's two. And so stresses can be found in your typical everyday life. So you may not think that you're under stress, you know, if you're feeling pretty well, okay. But anytime that we're in traffic, deadlines, financial pressures, you know, and one, being in traffic one time is not going to do it. But if we're every day, things build up. Okay, and that's what adrenal fatigue is. It's the building up of the stresses over a period of time. And this is when they start losing their optimal function, right? So, and it was a lot of things. So you may not typically think of as stress on the body. So a poor night's sleep, environmental pollution, blood sugar levels, that kind of thing, nasty boss, right? So there's a lot of things that are stressors that the body takes as a stress that you may not even be aware of. So, and that includes having, your phone, right? So anytime the phone rings, the body thinks that's a stress, right? And it's that fight or flight. So that is what we're dealing with. So when everything is functioning normally, though, you have a good and stable energy throughout the whole day. You sleep well, you have a good sex drive, and you maintain your weight. So adrenals are important for a lot of different things, and we're going to find out here. So when the day-to-day stressors of your life continue, your hormones become depleted as cortisol increases. So when you're constantly stressed, then a lot of things are triggered. So the cortisol stays elevated. It doesn't go up or down as we're faced with a threat, for example, and that's the way it's supposed to work. But if your phone rings now, your body thinks it's under stress or, it's under a threat, right? So it's going to pump out that cortisol so that you can get those legs moving and you can run away from the danger. Well, that happens every time your phone rings or anytime you are in traffic. Well, then the cortisol just does not come back down, right? And it just continually pumps out. Now, serotonin is depleted when this happens, and you can be facing burnout. You may also notice anxiety or depression, and there is this neuroendocrine dysfunction, is what they call it. And cortisol over time can lead to inflammation, and inflammation is the precursor to all illness and disease. So very important that you're here today. This is perfect for you. So stress can make you fatigued because your mitochondria, or the cells, that powerhouse energy that you generate, are fattening, right? So this begins in a downward spiral and affects your mitochondria that provide you energy. So this is why you may feel less energy throughout the day. So insomnia, anxiety, fatigue, brain fog. Oh yeah, I had these. I had all of these at one point too. This is the body signaling that there's an imbalance. And almost anything can start the adrenals to stress. There's a list here on the screen. Caffeine, negative attitudes, marital stress, too much or too little exercise, toxins, lack of relaxation, a lot of things going on that can affect adrenals and put them into stress. So when the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal, or the HPA, access, or that feedback loop between the brain and the adrenals is fried, then there is miscommunication and resistance about when and how to release stress hormones. So adrenal fatigue and adrenal failure appear to affect over 30% of the U.S. population, although it's everybody pretty much that I talk to does not have an optimally functioning adrenal. So I don't know where the 30% comes from, but that's a study that they did, including individuals as young as 8 and into, 70s, 80s, and so on. So this is a sign of an age out of balance. We're in a culture run by the mind, and we don't know how to enjoy our life, really. So symptoms of chronic stress can include hair loss, could be weight gain, lightheadedness, fatigue, more, right? So do you ever feel fatigued before the day is over? People are suffering from an energy deficit, and it's become like a new normal for many, and they've simply accepted feeling tired for months or even years, and they feel or even their doctors have told them, well, that you're just getting old, right? And I've seen people like on Facebook saying, oh, well, we're just getting old. You might accept this, but that's not for me. So caffeine is not your friend, right? It stimulates the adrenals, which means that every time you drink coffee, you're actually activating the body's fight or flight response with that cortisol. So instead of releasing adrenaline, the body can react to a true stressor, then the adrenals are releasing this hormone in response to your coffee consumption. So this leads to burnout from overuse. fatigue and insomnia and weight gain are also related to caffeine and cortisol. So if you're chronically stressed, your adrenals overproduce cortisol, and that's low instead of high when they wake up in the morning. So your cortisol is low. Okay, so when you have a cup of coffee, then it artificially spikes your cortisol level. And then you can experience huge cortisol surges at meals, which can cause you to overeat. And then you wind up with higher body fat, lower muscle mass, reduced metabolism, and then burning fewer calories. So really, you can see after drinking coffee, you know, a lot of things happen that you may or may not be aware of that can actually be leading to overweight, weight gain as well. And, you know, you don't sleep well at night because an elevated cortisol level keeps you from entering a stage 4 sleep. And that's the deep repair and rebuild sleep, the regenerative, rejuvenating sleep that we need to feel rested. And what about skin aging and wrinkling? Well, caffeine causes wrinkles, right? It dehydrates the body, elevates cortisol levels, and that leads to dehydrated skin and premature wrinkling from a decrease in collagen and elastin production. So see what you can possibly do to cut down or eliminate coffee. I did that years ago, almost 20 years ago. When I quit drinking coffee, I had a headache for over a week. It would not go away for any reason. And when I knew, hey, something's not right here, this can't be, I just eliminated it. Energy centers around your body are influenced by your thinking. So what you concentrate on the most, maybe it's money, maybe it's relationships, that affects your energy centers. So your chakras are each found next to a hormonal gland. So they push this vital life energy through the body to ensure vitality. And this is what gives us access to all wisdom and information. So believe it or not, we may be cutting ourselves off from more information and our own wisdom by not having open chakras and balanced chakras. So the chakras radiate and receive energy constantly. So if you hold negative thoughts, then your chakras become dirty and dense, dark energy, and you feel sluggish, maybe out of balance. And if you keep your thoughts in love, for example, then they operate at a perfectly healthy rate. So your energy and life flow smoothly. You experience more harmony, bliss, and so forth. So the root chakra is associated with the adrenal glands. It's the center of physical energy. That's the base chakra. A lot of people have a very low root chakra from what I read. And this is one of the reasons is the adrenals. So the root chakra is associated with adrenals. It's the center of physical energy, grounding, and self-preservation. Also governs the back, feet, hips, spine, and legs, this root chakra. Very important to get this up and optimized, right? So it's about being physically there, feeling at home in your body and in different situations and experiences. So it's open, then you feel grounded, stable, secure, and you don't unnecessarily distrust people. So you feel present in the here and now, and you're connected to your physical body, and you feel that you have sufficient territory. But when you are out of balance, then fatigue is usually a sign. And if you feel fearful or nervous, then that means your root chakra is underactive and you could become depressed. If you're anxious, then the root chakra is overactive. So then you may be obsessed with being secure and you could maybe resist change. So this is signs of an out of balance root chakra. So worrying or obsessing about life and fear thoughts affect the chakra that corresponds to the issue that you're thinking about. So that particular chakra then becomes dirty or, you know, out of balance and so forth. So you may experience fatigue without really realizing why. So this is just the start of the problems. As a low energy chakra, it leads to aches, pains, illness, and disease. And this is where it starts, always in the energy centers and moves to the more dense physical over time. So with cleansed and balanced chakras, you get more stamina, and your natural state is one of high energy. It's of intuition, it's creativity. So just like, you know, how a sculptor chips away the parts of the statue that aren't part of that creation, You only need to clear away that which is not you to reveal your unique qualities. So that is what we are doing with the clearings. We're clearing away that is which is not you. Improvements, definitely you'll see some improvements around the adrenal glands. Overall, better health. I'm going to add in here that you're going to, number one, the most common response that I get from everybody is their energy. They've noticed an increase in their energy. They're not as tired anymore. They're sleeping again. You know, their nervous system is calmer. They feel, you know, more relaxed. They are maybe if their blood pressure was raised, maybe they're finding that it's not quite as high. Those are also things that people have noticed. Your hormone levels can come into balance. I get that from a lot of people. And they know that just because they're not getting the same symptoms that they may have had. Okay, so whatever, when your estrogen is off, when your progesterone is off, I mean, you get what, hot flashes and so forth. So these can be improvements that you can notice. Muscles, maybe some lessening of some aches and pains. Maybe your breathing is easier. Maybe you're meditating a little bit better. You know, it's you're more relaxed. Meditating. There's a lot of different improvements that you can notice from the adrenals. This is a diagram of where the thyroid's located. The thyroid gland actually provides many wonderful happenings in the body, including producing and releasing the powerful hormones of T3 and T4. So that supports a healthy metabolism, temperature, and weight. So located there in the front of the neck, it has a right and left lobe, a butterfly shape appearance, and the hormones produced there control the metabolism or the processes by which the body uses energy. So very important for fatigue as well. So disorders that affect thyroid function can either speed up or slow down the metabolic processes, which can lead to a whole wide range of symptoms. So this gland is most susceptible to contaminants. So the ones that we just read off to you, right, the pollutions and the environmental. It'll be the first to go if it's exposed to toxins and poisons and so forth. So this one is congratulations for being here, because this is definitely for you. We have a lot of people that have I have read, and not a single one of them I've seen has perfectly functioning thyroid. As a matter of fact, in midlife, the average that I see is about 30% function, okay? And many people have the Hashimoto's or the Graves disease. So that's the overactive or the underactive thyroid and the autoimmune. So, how do you know though, if you have a thyroid problem? Because, you know, that's just it. It's really hard for the medical industry to diagnose it properly. So thyroid disorders can cause symptoms that can be mistaken for those of, say, a woman approaching menopause. So menstrual changes, mood changes, they can result from menopausal transition or from thyroid conditions. So we just may not be getting the right diagnosis here. So the thyroid affects regulation of body temperature. So those with hypothyroidism often feel cold. And people with hyperthyroidism can, have excessive sweating, right? So and that can be diagnosed as hot flashes. And the lab test that most of them rely on to tell you what your gland is healthy or not hasn't been effective in diagnosing hypothyroidism. And that is, hyperthyroidism is usually detected, but that has been found to be the case for only about 5% of thyroid issues, leaving the huge fail for a true diagnosis for a large percentage of women and men too. It's an epidemic and no one talks about it. A great colleague I know, Dr. Mark Starr, has said that never before in the history of modern medicine has there been an epidemic of such proportion that has spread across Western civilization and largely gone unrecognized by the mainstream medical community. A disease has invaded the vast majority of our homes, wreaking havoc in ways the medical profession could never imagine. So that's why we are here today. Good for you. More than 100 different symptoms may be associated with hypothyroidism. that's the gradual progression and worsening of symptoms. Also with that occurs, it can occur over many years. And this onset and symptoms has made it difficult for doctors to diagnose because it is gradual. And the misleading blood tests completely fail to detect type 2 hypothyroidism. So it's hard to tell really then if you have thyroid abnormalities. You know, you could be feeling run down or tired, or you may have brain fog. You might be gaining weight, experience hair loss. Maybe you do feel anxious with that hyper, or maybe you sweat a lot more than usual. So thyroid disorders, they can affect emotions, your energy, and your mood. So hypothyroidism can cause symptoms like depression, tiredness, feeling sluggish, right? So hyperthyroidism is associated with sleep disturbances, irritability, anxiety, and restlessness. So all of these are common symptoms of thyroid disorders. And the thyroid gland regulates many processes within the body. And women are particularly likely to have disorders that affect the function of this essential gland. And recognizing and treating these conditions is critical for optimum health and preventing long-term health problems. Because the thyroid is the largest of the hormone-producing glands, and it works with the pituitary, the parathyroid, the adrenals, and ovaries to moderate metabolism, protein synthesis, and bone density. So when the thyroid produces too little of its hormones, then problems can arise. And when too little is produced, that's the hypothyroidism, then the inner fires burn more slowly. And symptoms then can include anxiety, infections, and colds, maybe constipation. You can have skin problems, depression, loss of concentration, menstrual irregularities, and obesity. So changes in weight can signal an abnormal function of the thyroid, and low levels of the thyroid hormones can cause weight gain, while unexpected weight loss can mean too much thyroid hormone is being produced, which is the hyperthyroidism. So hypothyroidism is much more common, as we had mentioned. So there's things like weakness, hypocyclemia, chronic pain, dry skin, headaches, premature or delayed menopause, can be ADHD, cold hands and feet, tingling and numbness in the hands or fingers, sense of hopelessness, a decrease in mental sharpness or that brain fog, and diabetes, type 2 diabetes. Can also mean hair loss. It's a common sign of a thyroid problem. Both too high and too low levels of the thyroid hormones can lead to hair loss. So the hair typically grows back, once we get the condition under control, or we get the thyroid itself upgraded for you. So I've seen this in a lot of people. I've seen patches of hair missing, and then later I see no patch. It's incredible. It's jaw-dropping to see the difference. It really is. Also, there's a high blood pressure and heart disease. Untreated hypothyroidism really can raise cholesterol levels and increase your risk of heart attack or stroke. So if thyroid hormone levels drop to extreme lows, then coma and a life-threatening lowering of body temperature can occur. Other complications of untreated hypothyroidism include a loss of bone density and heart problems. Address your adrenal fatigue. So there is an intimate connection between the thyroid and the adrenal glands. And it's uncommon to have hypothyroidism without some level of adrenal fatigue. And I do see this when I read people with a low thyroid function. I read the adrenals and they are almost equivalent. Yep. So it's sad. We need to address both. And so then you can also participate in the adrenals program that we do too. Improvements that you may notice with an optimally functioning thyroid. They can include more energy, healthy hair and skin, better digestion, reduced swelling and weight, improved memory, less anxiety and depression, normal body temperature, less muscle weakness and joint pain, a decreased risk of heart disease and type 2 diabetes, and slower aging. So filled with gratitude for you. Namaste.
Sitting still with the head, neck, and spine straight and aligned, remain motionless. You'll be moving into states of relaxation. Follow along with the breath. Ground your root chakra to the center of the earth, to the crystalline grid where you are safe and secure, recalling that you are able to take in the grounding aspects of Mother Earth at any time. Close your eyes and release all muscular tension in the entire body. See how quickly and fully you relax. Shift awareness into the center of your chest. Feel your lungs as they expand and contract. Allow the breath to become slow and deep. Become aware of a deeper state of relaxation, as if you were about to slip into sleep. Just remain aware of the stillness of your body, sitting quietly, awake and alert. Being highly aware of your breath, you retain this state easily. Release all tension from the muscles in the face, mouth, forehead, and eyes. Feel the pulse of your heart, its natural rhythm feeding your cells, tissues, glands, and organs with oxygen, nutrients, love, and vitality with each breath. As you feel the connection with the wisdom of all of you, knowing there is nothing to do or think about, with total connection to self, and with the excitement of your heart's desires, slowly breathing in and releasing the breath out. Breathe in life force into your energy body and let go of what doesn't belong or is no longer required. Breathe in connection to all and breathe out any resistance and separation. Breathe in protection and sovereignty. Breathe out fear and doubt. As you surrender into this space, you feel the love that brought you into being. Breathing in and releasing the weight that ties you to 3D reality, you breathe out. You are greater than that. And you remember the unconditional love there for you to experience always, in all ways. Breathing in this energy and vital life force, breathing out fatigue and confusion. In this moment, allow your body to feel at ease as your mind enters this journey, as we allow the heart to open, breathing in peace and ease, breathing out defeat and lethargy. We drop the labels and attachments to 3D duality. We are in love with and full of ourselves, breathing in acceptance, breathing out frustration and overwhelm, breathing in expansion, breathing out constriction, breathing in greatness, breathing out lack, breathing in vitality, breathing out anxiety, breathing in realness, breathing out falseness, breathing in the vastness of the cosmos, breathing out limitation, breathing in balance, breathing out overwhelm, breathing in self-expression, breathing out stories and drama. Wherever you find yourself, you are always a part of all there is, where everything, including you, are welcome with joy and abundance, having the right to access peace and calming in all ways. Within you is life and magic, and the power to create your desires on a massive scale. Breathing in, deserving of and inclusion. Breathing out, exclusion and hurt. In relaxing energies of prana, you breathe in. You breathe out all cares and worries. Allow the wisdom of the heart to guide you, nurture you, and transport you to vitality, pleasure, and abundance. Feeling aliveness, realness, and vitality with every pulse, you carry this feeling into your day and into your life.